extraordinary life of actress Mia Farrow has included starring roles in such films as Hannah and Her Sisters and Rosemary's Baby. Her marriage to Frank Sinatra and relationship with Woody Allen, and her adoption of 10 children. These days, she is deeply committed to children's rights and serves as a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador. Farrow's awareness of human suffering, which motivates her social activism, took shape, she says, as a child.
When I was about 9, a bout with polio opened my eyes to the fact that people were suffering and people were scared. At that point, I was sort of plucked out of an idyllic childhood existence in Beverly Hills, California. My mother was a movie star, Maureen O'Sullivan. My father was a director, and I was in the middle of 7 children. Nevertheless, there I was in the public wards for contagious diseases, diagnosed with polio. And I think it was there, you know, where people were moaning and groaning and wheezing and being carried away and not coming back. And the very real threat of death and, you know, never being able to walk again and so forth. I think it was Susan Sontag who said that we all hold 2 passports. And I'm having to paraphrase Susan Sontag, which is pretty dreadful. But that we all hold 2 passports for the land of the well and the land of the sick. And at any moment, your passport can be revoked. And I saw that at 9, and that I was dropped mercifully back into my life.
But things, how did the medical situation resolve?
Just like a miracle, I've had no lasting effects to this day.
So the diagnosis of polio was accurate, but
was accurate.
Unlike many people who were diagnosed with polio, somehow you got through it.
Somehow I got through, and you know, but the experience of having it, and of course the uncertainty that accompanies it, and all the pain and so forth. I think certain awarenesses were inevitably born in the polio wards, and also perhaps a measure of survivor guilt that why would I have escaped unscathed, and what did that mean when so many of my friends in the ward didn't, and so I grew up, and this sort of lodged at various places in my mind. And in my conscience, and I think as I had a very early success, if you can measure success, and I think many people would, monetary security, respect in my profession, fame, if you want it, all of those things by the time I was, you know, 19. And I learned that old adage that, you know, that doesn't bring happiness, and it was very important for me because...
In what way did it not bring happiness?
Well, I just happened to be miserable, you know, and by 22, my marriage had fallen apart, and I was being offered all kinds of great movies. It was right after Rosemary's Baby, and I just thought I did not want to act anymore, and I didn't know what direction to go in. And I think this nudging, this little Jiminy Cricket that was born in the polio wards is saying, you know, you need to find a life that's meaningful. And that means meaningful to others. And only I could go on that journey because I was not that resourceful. I didn't know how to proceed at all. And so given who I was at the time, and then a marriage with Andre Previn, I began adopting children. I loved children. I love children. And I saw a way to save a life. I did adopt, over the course of my lifetime, 10 children, most of them with disabilities. And I thought that was my life's mission. And I think
To raise children with special needs?
To raise those children and do the very best I could for them as a single mother. Yes, and that is quite presumptuous, you know, if you think about it. You know, it's brought me tremendous rewards, tremendous challenges, all the things that every parent knows about. And now my children are mostly grown up. My oldest is 40, and the youngest is 16, and 3 of them are 22.